Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and we're continuing our exploration today about love and loss. The new film, An Honest Liar, follows Canadian-American magician James Randi as he travels the globe performing magic shows and debunking pseudoscience. Randi is working on his 11th book about the history of magic and his famous pursuit of truth. At the same time, his partner, an artist from Venezuela, has engineered a more complicated type of deception. Anna Adlerstein has the story.
I was very young when I just started having these feelings towards other men, but there was absolutely no way I was going to tell my father or my mother or not even my friends. I just didn't have any role models to follow.
When Davy Peña was growing up in Caracas in the 1970s, it was dangerous to be gay.
The police would go into any particular bar and just take everybody. Once they did that, they would publish their photographs on the newspapers. And that was the kiss of death for all of them. I was just constantly harassed. I just needed to leave.
Davy came to the U.S. on a student visa to study art. One day, he was in the Fort Lauderdale library researching space imagery when a small man with a thick white beard peered over the book he was reading.
This beard, you know, could fool some people, but it's not a disguise. No, I wear it because it grows out of my face.
And then he said that he had a telescope at his home, and he said, look, and I looked through the viewfinder, and I saw Saturn with the rings. And as I was looking, the planet left the field of the viewfinder. And I look up Randi and I said, it moved. And Randi said, no, the Earth moved. And for me at that moment, I said, you know what? I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Davy's new love wasn't just some guy named Randi. He was the amazing Randi.
Gentlemen. The amazing
A MacArthur Genius Award winner whose mission in life was to keep magicians honest and, in particular, expose fake paranormal activity.
The life of Harry Houdini reads very similar to the life of James Randi.
If you're going to get your head cut off, you go to the best guy.
But there was one major problem with this budding romance. Davy's visa was about to expire. In order to stay in the U.S. and with Randi, he procured false identification documents.
He did what he had to do.
Davy took on the identity of Jose Alvarez. That meant more than just a new social security number. Davy introduced himself as Jose at parties, signed his paintings Jose. Then, 60 Minutes invited Randi to Australia to expose New Age channelers as frauds. He enlisted Jose as his assistant and gave him yet another identity.
And we created a booklet called the Words or the Wise Words.
No, what was it? The Teachings of Carlos.
Teachings, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Carlos.
They presented Carlos as a young Puerto Rican artist who was possessed by an ancient spirit. They sold out the Sydney Opera House and then exposed themselves as a hoax and revealed that Carlos was actually Jose. Then, two decades later, Jose was revealed as Davy.
There was a knock on the door. It was some agents, government agents. They wanted to talk to me about passport fraud. This was the craziest moment of my life. And they put me in this place that I cannot even describe the horror of it.
It turns out that the true Jose Alvarez wasn't dead as Davy had been told. He had just applied for a passport. But luckily, at Davy's immigration hearing, hundreds of people showed up to testify on his behalf, and he wasn't deported.
However horrible, and it was really, really horrible, this whole situation, I am glad because now I can be myself, I can speak my truth, and I can tell people how this whole thing happened.
But still, some safeguards needed to be put in place. For starters, Randi still wasn't even openly gay.
It took me until into my 80s, and until suddenly I turned around and said, yeah,
see,
it's time.
This is the interesting thing that we rationalize our position in life in order to be able to live with it, behave in a normal way, and not make a fuss. But we do have to always consider be as invisible.
Yeah. You invisible know? Is
invisible
the word.
Invisible yeah. is the word. We went and got married in Washington, D.C. on July 3rd. I kept telling Randy, we did it. We did it. We actually did it. I mean, we've been together for 27 years. But there is an actual change that happens internally. There is a certain sense of peace when you know, you feel you belong completely to this person and you two will be together forever.
And it's you're saying it to the world.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. You're saying it to the world with no, you know, embarrassment whatsoever, no hesitation.
It's a very powerful feeling and a very good one. And after all, it's just love.
For Latino USA, I'm Anna Adlerstein.
Randy and Davey have been married for over a year now. Davey's immigration status is still pending.